In most places in California, there's a liquor store for about every 2,500 people. But in the city of Fresno, it's way more than double. One liquor store for every 1,000 residents. And nearly half of the liquor stores selling alcohol are in violation of city or state laws. That's according to a recent investigation. While residents have complained about the high concentration of liquor stores for years, FM89's Laura Satsui reports some council members are finally taking a stand.
Fresno City Council member Miguel Arias opens up a plastic bag that's been sitting on his office desk.
These are King Cobra's malt liquor, 24 ounces, being sold at a cheaper price than a bottle of water.
He bought them at a convenience store near a school in his district, which includes Southwest Fresno.
How much is that?
89 cents. So it's going for the bottle of water costs you $1.30.
Last month, the city conducted an investigation on about half of the city's liquor stores.
Of the 460 current license holders, we inspected 204. 96% of them failed the inspection.
There were over 900 violations. Some stores lacked signs about the legal drinking age, and some had too many ads covering their windows.
Unfortunately for our city, for about 30 years, we've been saying that any liquor store is a job creator, and therefore we should approve it.
One reason why Fresno's liquor licenses are more than double the state's average.
And in my neighborhoods, it's one for every 500 residents. I literally have 37 liquor stores within a mile radius of our high schools.
To address the oversaturation and lack of compliance, Arias and council members Nelson Esparza and Luis Chavez are co-sponsoring a resolution. It would call for regular inspections in existing stores and more stringent requirements for developers who want to build a store with a liquor license for off-site consumption. They're calling it the Responsible Neighborhood Market Ordinance. Here's how it might work. If someone wants to open a new liquor store, they would have to get their license from an existing store within the city. The idea is that licenses would be purchased from highly concentrated areas first. Arias says this is a better option than forcing closures.
This ensures that existing businesses don't get automatically shut down, you know, when they've been doing their work and operating in good standing.
If the city right now enforced everything that they currently have on the books, I think that we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in.
That's Esther Delahaye. She's the executive director of the Lowell Community Development Corporation. Last year, the Lowell CDC sued the city of Fresno for approving the development of a Johnny Quick at Van Ness and Belmont. It's in construction, even while the lawsuit is ongoing. Delahaye lives nearby in the Lowell neighborhood, so she got a notice about it when the permit for the store was up for a vote. She tried to advocate against it, citing the city's own municipal code. The location is near a park and a methadone clinic, and is also blocks away from three other liquor stores.
Across the street here, this Fast and Save is a liquor store. There's a little one kind of tucked away, half a block away in a little building there.
Kyle Lopez-Schmidt is walking along Belmont near Van Ness. He also opposed the project's liquor license when he was on the Tower District Design Review Committee.
And then half a block this way past this church, there's another that's by the San Pablo Park underneath the freeway.
Lopez-Schmidt doesn't think it's a coincidence that Councilmember Esmeralda Soria's campaign received a $4,400 donation from the developer of Johnny Quick days after its permit was approved last year.
Like with this situation, the developers that have more political influence, the ones that are more capitalized and have the ability to donate to city council campaigns, they're the ones that are going to get continued approval.
Soria didn't respond to a request for comment regarding the campaign donation and her vote in favor of the permit. But there was only one council member who did oppose it, the now termed out Clint Olivier. Lopez-Schmidt likes the proposed council resolution.
It's, you know, past time that we do that. Each of these projects have been removed, you know, kind of reviewed at an incremental level. And so this one by one of looking at the merits of one liquor store or another, we've continued to concentrate liquor stores.
Esther Delahaye also applauds the council members for proposing the resolution, but she's cautiously optimistic.
It really depends on the budget that kind of like comes in afterwards, because if, again, if it isn't enforced or there isn't the budget to enforce it, then again, it's another really well-intentioned law with no backing.
The resolution was supposed to be heard at the city council meeting last week, but small business owners urged the council to postpone the vote. They said that they wanted more time to review the policy. It's now set to be heard at a special meeting Wednesday afternoon instead. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.